Unit 15. Approaching a friendship. In Japan, it seems like one's job is an important source of friends. After work, colleagues go out drinking or to dinner together. This isn't as common in America. Often our friends all have very different jobs and work in different places throughout the city. Certainly, we go out to bars and restaurants with our friends, but we also spend time with friends at our homes. Having friends over for dinner, a party, or just to hang out and talk is very common in America. In Japan, most people don't have the time or space for such entertaining. When we're young and in school or university, friendships just seem to happen naturally, without really planning it. But as we get older and busier, it takes time and effort to involve people in our lives. If we meet someone at a party or when we're out with a group of people, we often must decide there and then whether that person could be a potential friend. Unless we actively follow up the initial meeting with a phone call, months could pass before we run into them again. What do you do when you meet someone that you'd like to be friends with? Japanese men and women were in almost perfect agreement in their responses to this survey question. In contrast, the American male and female respondents felt quite differently. Only 25% of the men said they'd tell someone directly that they wanted to be friends with them. But almost 50% of American women said they're assertive when they want to start a friendship. I wonder if this is because women prefer relationships to be clearly defined as soon as possible. They like to know, "She is my best friend," or "He is my boyfriend." Also, I think women often feel more comfortable expressing feelings of warmth and friendship with each other than men do. Men are generally not as formal about defining relationships. Perhaps they don't think it's necessary to say, "We're friends," or maybe they don't feel it's the macho thing to do. Unless, of course, they're sensitive 90s guys.